For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. The NCAA recently put in place new rules regarding how college basketball coaches can communicate with high school recruits. Coaches can now send unlimited texts and social media messages to basketball recruits. Kevin Willis has this report on how coaches and administrators at WKU are embracing the new rules.
Up until now, college coaches from all sports have been forbidden from sending messages to recruits via text, Facebook, Twitter, or other social media sites. They've also been limited to how many phone calls they can make to recruits. That's now changed, at least for Division I men's basketball coaches. Coaches from that sport can now send unlimited texts and place unlimited phone calls to recruits who have completed their sophomore year of high school. WKU Athletic Director Todd Stewart says he's not surprised the NCAA is changing the rules. He says texting and social media messaging are so widespread these days, it's impossible to think a governing body could somehow keep track of which school was sending messages to which recruit.
I think it took a lot of time for the NCAA to monitor that, and the feedback I received is they felt like their resources would be better devoted elsewhere than trying to monitor how many texts somebody did or did not send.
For now, at least, the rule changes only impact men's basketball recruits, but it's likely the new provisions will eventually be granted to all NCAA sports. The new NCAA rules on texting add another wrinkle to an already intricate recruiting process for college basketball players. That process usually starts with coaches identifying prospects after seeing players perform for their high school team, and in the case of elite players, summer traveling squads. Coaching staffs will then send letters to recruits. If the high schooler is interested, he might respond to that school and then communicate over the phone with the coaching staff. If the player likes what he hears, he could then take an official visit to the school, tour the campus and facilities, and meet the coaches face-to-face. Now basketball coaches have to also consider who they text and how many messages they send. Ray Harper is the men's basketball coach at WKU.
For example, if we're recruiting you, I guarantee you somebody's calling or texting you probably every day. And is that going to be an impact on where you go to school? That's our job to find out, or, you know, when is enough enough? You know, what we're trying to do right now is let parents and kids know, hey, if you don't want to talk this much, let us know. What's a good balance for you?
Coach Harper's boss, WKU Athletic Director Todd Stewart, says he trusts his basketball coaches to strike the right balance now that they have new communication tools at their disposal.
I actually heard two different coaches comment on this, and it was interesting. You know, one said that what he anticipates happening now is you will have some programs that literally will assign managers to coaches' cell phones, and they'll just text nonstop to recruits. The coach themselves won't be doing the texting. The person receiving it won't know that.
Someone who knows the college recruiting process well is Scooter Hollis. He played quarterback for Bowling Green High School, leading them to last year's Kentucky 5A championship. He also graduated with a 4.0 GPA and is playing this fall for Columbia University in New York City. He has this advice for coaches recruiting high school athletes. Don't try to get to know a player through texting. Save the texts until after you've met that recruit face-to-face and have talked to him over the phone. Still, Hollis says texting will come in handy for both players and coaches.
I see it as a very useful way of communication, simply because you know, not everybody has enough time, or you might catch someone at a bad time when you're trying to call them, and then you're playing phone tag. With the text message, it allows you to get what you need to get out, and then it allows the person you're texting to kind of respond whenever, you know, they're available.
Hollis believes it will be important for coaches to find a way to let a player know the coaching staff is interested in him while giving that recruit room to breathe. Besides, says Hollis, high school athletes are still kids. They should enjoy their last 2 years of high school without being inundated with text messages from college coaches. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.